Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
I was so excited. Tiger Woods back, gonna play four tournaments in 5 weeks. He isn't playing my favorite tournament, but he's in Dubai. Of course, he likes. Tiger's back!
Is tweaked.
Tiger's back! Ow, it's Tiger's back! Ow, Tiger's back! Ow, Tiger's back!
I'm disappointed, man. I keep hoping that he's gonna come back.
I know. It's just so frustrating to me. Golf is 50% less fun without Tiger Woods.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
Tiger is.
He's the most interesting man in golf.
Yes, definitely the most interesting man. All the other guys are just not. I mean, because, you know, come on.
No one. I've never seen a person dominate a sport like golf the way he dominated sports.
In 1997 to like 2002, there was no question that he was the best golfer in the world by far.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, he crushed records. Crushed them.
And now he's not.
I don't know, man. It's weird. I was having this conversation with someone and they were saying, who in their particular sport is more dominant? Serena Williams, Tiger Woods.
At the time? Tiger Woods.
At their height.
Tiger Woods could win any time.
So could Serena. Serena's still winning. She just won the Australian Open.
Yeah, but she's not winning week after week. I mean, she won 2 years ago, she won 3 out of 4. Or was that 2015? She won 3 out of 4.
Something like that.
All right. She didn't win 3 out of 4 this year. She won one. Beat her sister in the final, right? 1 or 2.
Well, they haven't done all 4 yet. I mean, they're still.
We're in 2017.
Yeah,
aren't
it's
we?
17. New season. New year.
Why didn't anybody tell me this?
There's a whole
party. No, you need to tell me this. 2017.
We had a big party. A ball drop.
I never saw a party.
Songs. We drank champagne. I thought you were there. I don't know. I think, for instance, Serena has one more win, and she will have become the most winning female tennis player in history. Tiger had that, still has that opportunity to beat Jack Nicklaus. He still needs, three or four more?
Yep.
I think it's going to be really hard for him to get 4. Serena could win one in her next outing, and now she's got, you know, she beats Margaret Court. She's got all those titles. Statistically, she's the best of all time. Tiger isn't the best of all time. Although, in my mind, I think he's the best golfer I've ever seen.
He's the best golfer I've ever seen, but you know, he has his back pasm. And for people that don't know, he was in Dubai at the Dubai Desert Open and had to withdraw this morning because of back spasms, the same back spasm. I think he's probably working out too much.
No,
it's not his knee.
He flew commercial, and all that sitting, I think, hurt his back. That's just my theory.
Is that really? Is that what he said?
No, he didn't say that. That's my theory. But he did fly commercial over to Dubai.
Yeah, well, he might have flown commercial over to Dubai, but he flew Korean Air first class where you got your own bed. I'm certain that that's what he did.
Well, that's probably fair. You have your own bed?
When's the last time you've been in an airplane, man?
I've never flown first
class. No, so first class now is they have these sort of pods that go towards each other sort of diagonally, where you are one way and then the other person is the other way. So you're like, you're hooked like a chain link kind of sort of thing.
Okay.
And then you have your TV and your thing there in your pod, and they have their TV thing in their pod. And then when you want to lie down, you have thing that goes all the way down.
I had no idea. I've never flown first class.
I mean, I was just as I walked by, I mean, I spit in all the seats. So I don't like it, but.
I didn't know. Oh, well, shoot, then he could have been lying down. I don't know. All I know is he's got one more. He's got the Toyota Classic, I think, the end of this month before the Masters. He's got one more tournament before the Masters.
I want him to be good, man.
I do, too.
I just don't think
we need him to be good. We need Tiger to be good.
I mean, it can't be all on Bubba Watson.
Or Lefty.
Well, Lefty's getting old, too, and he's probably going to go to jail, too, one of these days.
He's 5 years older than Tiger. Do you know that?
Well, he doesn't have the same violent golf swing that.
that's fair. And he just can't. I'm afraid that Tiger's going to get to the Masters and he's going to try to beat that ball and overpower the course, and he's going to hurt himself in the middle of the Masters, and he's not going to make the cut. And I don't want to watch that. That makes me sad. Just thinking about it makes me sad.
I mean, how am I going to nap on Sunday afternoons if I don't have golf to watch, for God's sakes?
I think The Joy of Painting is on somewhere on public TV. You could probably watch that. That always puts me right to sleep. I don't know. It's the same question that I've had, and I think I've had this conversation with you. Like, everyone says Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever because he's won 4 Super Bowl title rings, and he's going for a 5th. My money, it's Montana. Brady may have all the rings. I've never seen anybody play quarterback better than Montana or Elway. So you tell me all you want about how Brady, you think he's the best ever. One, they cheat, and it's all Belichick. It's the best quarterbacks ever are still Montana and Elway. I don't care if they don't have the rings.
Feel better?
Oh, I could go further.
Please don't.
I could. No. Don't get me started on Terry Bradshaw.
You know the chickens can see daylight 45 minutes before humans can?
No freaking way.
I did not know that.
Even better, the bulletproof vest was actually... How do you think the bulletproof vest was invented?
Okay, I think
I will
heard
tell
this.
You. I will tell you, and it will make perfect sense to you.
I think I heard this. Someone was trying to create a flotation device and then accidentally got shot by a musket. Am I close?
No, that's okay, not close at all.
It was a wild guess.
Musket?
I don't know.
No, the vest, the bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
Okay. It was actually invented by a pizza delivery guy from Detroit after he was shot twice on the job.
Well, that is motivation. That would motivate me to create something where I could not get shot anymore. Very true. And in Detroit, did you say?
Anywhere else?
Well, could have been Chicago.
Could have been Chicago.
New York. L.A. Miami.
I don't know, man. This is the problem that I have talking sports.
What?
Well, because most sports are like, for most people around the world, sports are depressing. I mean,
I don't.
I mean, like basketball, right? Unless you're Golden State or you're Cleveland, no one really cares about basketball. I mean, your team's out of it.
Yeah, but I do. For instance, I do love watching Golden State. Man, I actually, back in the day, the Lakers were appointment viewing. Remember, like you wanted to watch Showtime. I haven't seen basketball like that for a long, long time, and now I've got the Golden State Warriors. Last night, I watched them beat the heck out of whoever, that Clippers or whoever it was they were beating up on, and it was great. The way they move the ball and pass it and shoot it. It's appointment viewing for me now when Golden State's on. I will talk Golden State all day long. And, of course, you know how I feel about LeBron. He's a punk. I hate him. And I am fully on Charles Barkley's side, for those of you who know what I'm talking about. Sports is fun, man.
Sports is fun, but I mean, you know, like the Nuggets aren't fun to talk about. I mean, you know, I don't really like to watch. I mean, I'm not sitting there turning on basketball. I mean, you know, I mean,
well,
hockey.
We're watching it.
I mean, it's on.
I'm watching it. They're winning. They're up by 5
yes.
with 15 seconds left. So
great.
Like they're
still
win.
Below 500.
That's okay.
It's not okay. It's not acceptable.
It's the Nuggets, man. We touched on this last night. It's the Nuggets. I never expect anything from them.
Hate it.
And, you know, as far as the Avalanche goes, I don't understand. They've got talent. And you tell me, they've got talent. Is it coaching? Is it Kroenke and he just is, everything he touches
no,
turns to crap?
No. Here's what I think. I turn so grumpy and crusty about this because sitting in a press box for as long as I have, you just turn grumpy and crusty because you're talking about this all the time. You're talking about what stupid stuff has. So in a minute before we have to go to break, I'll tell you what the problem is.
Tell me.
Okay. First of all, they have a lot of older guys and they have a lot of really young guys. In fact, there are like 7 guys on the team who are under 23. And that includes Moutier and Murray and Jokic and Nurkic.
Oh, we're talking Nuggets? I thought we were talking Avalanche.
No, Nuggets, Avalanche. Okay. Avalanche is a lost cause. They need to get rid of everybody.
Well, that's who I was asking, though, is why are they sucking so bad? Why do they suck so bad? They've got talent.
No, they have some, but not just they don't have a talent in the right places.
So it's not talent. It's a talent issue with the Avalanche.
It's a spending issue.
See, that's a Kroenke thing.
No. It's just, no. I think it's a general manager thing, unfortunately. I like Joe Sakic, but I don't think he's doing a good job.
Mm-mm. So the Nuggets, you think they've just got too many young players?
They got young guys and old guys who need minutes. And so they're having a minutes issue right now. And the young guys don't feel they're getting their due right now. And it doesn't help that Michael Malone has spirited hardcore practices. Sometimes it make people angry. And angry is there. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up. Girl, I want it. You got it. Your body's like a narcotic.